Are you stressed? Are you struggling with something new, difficult, challenging? Because if you're like us, you are. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to handle stress. I'm Danny, here with Randy. What's up, Randy?
Yeah, Danny.
So, Randy, have you ever felt stress or recently felt stress?
Recently, absolutely. And also in history too. And it's so crazy because it's like, when I can zoom out and when I can step outside of the stress, I just see it as like part of this cycle. Because there's, I'll
Yeah.
be like depressed because I don't know what to do with my life. And then all of a sudden I'll get some inspiration. And I'll start working towards it. And then there's new challenges that are outside of my comfort zone. And then there's all this stress. And then eventually there's the breakthrough and like the hero's journey and that whole thing. But it's like when
Yeah.
I'm in it, there's no perspective.
Isn't it funny though? It's like, dude, and I went through this literally because they're doing something similar, but I went through the same thing, dude. Like, we're like, the other day I got like really depressed and I was like, what the? Like, and like, I know nothing was necessarily wrong, but I realized it was from the stress that I was feeling. Cause like, even though I'm pretty confident I know we can, like, I can do this thing, like, it's still stressful. It always is. You can't get away from it. Like, and I think some people are just prone to it. So hopefully we can help people today with a few tips.
Or at
I'm gonna
least help
start.
ourselves.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the main thing. If I can help myself, I don't really care. The goal. Oh God. Anyway, so my first one, I actually just did this last night and it helped a lot, which is work through it on paper, journal. So particularly like, visit similar past experiences in your life on paper, write out what happened. Just write down what's going on so you can identify. Like, I think that I find that's like my biggest problem a lot of times is like I'll feel stressed, but like there's no acknowledgement of what actually is causing it. Like, clearly. There's no clear. And once you acknowledge it clearly, a lot of times it's a lot easier to manage. Like all feelings, once you identify them, it's a lot easier to manage. So journaling is a great way, I think, to do it on paper, get it out in the world, and nobody else has to see it, but you can really spend some time working through it. Sometimes, do it like 10 minutes at night in the morning, maybe a couple times, and usually it helps me figure out what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's a great one. Like I heard it said once that a lot of stress and worry comes from knowing what to do and not doing it. And
Yeah,
so like,
most of it, I think.
So I was journaling about my stresses this morning, and I was trying to get specific about what things were stressing me. And then I was like, what action can I take to
Well, that's a good
because
one.
action, they say like action cures fear. So like, here's a whole bunch of fears that I have that are causing me stress. What action can I take in that direction? And just, I started doing it and it didn't fix it, but it was a step in the right direction.
It is, and you feel good because at least you did something right towards it, and like you can kind of maybe start getting whittling down what you need to do. Yeah, it can be helpful.
All right. So my first one for how to handle stress is meditate. And this is the hardest thing to do when you're stressed. I tried it a whole bunch today, but it's crazy because like, during the meditation, and I used a guided meditation because I tried doing it by myself and my brain was just going way too fast to like sit still. So like I did a guided meditation and it was just about coming back to right now. Like it was a specific meditation for stress and it was just like, okay, you're stressed, just come back to now, just for this moment, and then just come back to now. And like eventually I saw that like, oh yeah, all this stress is like outside of right now. If I just focus on right now, there's just some sensations in my body, maybe. So
Yeah.
I think meditation is helpful, not easy, but helpful.
No, it's not easy though. And it's funny because I did that last night because, like, so I fell asleep for like 2 hours, woke up, and then I was like wide awake because my brain started going and I couldn't like fall back asleep because all these problems were just running through my head. So I tried meditating and like it actually helped me fall back asleep. And I just did like just basic breathing exercises and stuff. But it took a while because, whenever I'm stressed, it's way harder for you to get to that point where you're like, your brain's calm, cleared out and all. But it did help, and it always helps. And I think like it's one of those things where you forget sometimes to even do it when you're really stressed, and it's super valuable. So yeah, I think that's a good one. Just because it calms you down, it just gives you a chance just to like, stop a little nonsense for a minute,
Be here.
Yeah, be present. My second one for how to handle stress is reflect on similar experiences in your past and the lessons you learned, or try to find the lesson if you didn't really specifically think about it at the time. Because, like, I know, like, a lot of times, like, most new situations I think we find ourselves in, a lot of times we're leveraging things that we already can do, know how to do. Like, it's rare that we're going in, like, completely with nothing. So look to your past. Have you been through something similar? It doesn't have to be identical. It could be a stressful time of anything. You know, like I didn't prepare for a final or something in school, or I was starting a new job or starting a new whatever. It's usually new places and new things that we're doing that give us stress. So look back at those times and remind yourself, look, I got through it. Still here. What did I do then? What can I do now? And because I know that I got through it, then that gives me the power to get through it now.
Yeah. And it's funny how like this the things causing stress right now, there's a good chance you've probably already surmounted them in the past or something very, very similar. Yeah.
I mean,
And
most of
it
our
caused stress
experience,
back then and it's causing
it
stress again now.
always does. It's so funny.
How about that? Yeah. My second one is, for how to handle stress is exercise. And this is from Mr. Rogers. And he was saying that
Oh,
like
yeah, he
when
always
you
used to do that. Yeah, I
Yeah,
remember that.
he was like when you have the really strong feelings, bang on a piano, go exercise really hard. And I did this today and it was very helpful because when I was in the gym lifting heavy weights and on the verge of passing out, I was not thinking about my problems. And then when I was swimming super fast and like gasping for oxygen, I was not
Yeah.
thinking about my problems. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's a good
It
one.
also it is a good one. It releases endorphins, which help too. They calm, help calm you down, make you feel better. And also I think a lot of times too, stress is just like there's like this nervous energy. At least that's I mean, I always feel that with stress. Like you have like this nervous built-up energy and that physical activity gets rid of it, So you do, you feel like a little bit calmer. It's like you can approach things with a clear head afterwards.
Yeah, I remember they did a study somewhere where this nervous energy that's in the body, it can either be like anxiety or excitement. So
Really?
they did some type of it, yeah, and it's the
Huh.
same exact feelings in the body. And so they did an experiment with people where they gave them some drug that made them have like this anxious energy, and then half of the room they had someone in there being like, "Oh, I'm really anxious. I'm really, oh my goodness, I'm really." And then the other room they had someone like, "Yeah, I'm really amped. I'm really excited." And dude, everybody in the room who was with the amped person was amped, and everybody in the anxious room was anxious, but all of their body signals were exactly the same.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's weird, right? That like, and it makes sense that we like read other people too, because that like they say that all the time, like laughing, smile, yawning, all those things like we read, you tend to mimic it or whatever. That's funny. So it's the same exact like basically chemistry going on for both.
Yeah.
That's nice. Is it wait, is mine or yours?
So I guess this quick fix should be how to handle being totally stoked.
Yeah, right. I'd be totally stoked. When you're so excited, you're
It's
vibrating with
yours.
energy.
Yeah,
All
it's
right.
yours.
Here's, for my last one, how to handle stress. Remind yourself, just breathe. It's okay. It's just life. I think I try to remind myself all the time, like, you can have bad days. Things are going to happen. There's going to be stress. There's going to be anxiety. It is just life. We can get through it. Remind yourself it's okay. Take a step back. Things aren't that crazy important. Sometimes this is helpful.
Yeah, dude. I've been doing that because that's like one of my strategies for when I do get kind of overwhelmed is doing one of my breathing practices. And I do like Wim Hof breathing and I also do some like free diving CO2 tables. 'Cause dude, when you're doing some deep breathing and then also when you're holding your breath, all of a sudden like things get a lot more intense, like the present gets a lot more intense because all of a sudden
Oh,
you've
that
got
makes
this
sense.
insane
Yeah.
air hunger that you don't normally have.
You're focused on like the immediate thing. Yeah. Not anything else. That's a good, yeah. It's a good idea. Draws your consciousness to one thing.
Yeah. So my last one for how to handle stress is let go of the time constraints. Now, this is something where like a lot of my stress comes that there's some problem that I want to fix now or something that I don't want to be dealing with right now. And oftentimes the stress is caused by a time constraint. Sometimes I want to learn something super fast, or I just want to, get all this stuff done, or I want to be good at something quickly. And it's the time constraint. I've been noticing that it's the time constraint that's what's causing me stress. Because
Yeah.
if I think about it, and if I'm like, okay, like I want to be good at this thing in a week, but that's causing me a lot of stress. What if I want to be good at this in like 10 years? And I'm like, ooh, there's some space. I could definitely be good at this in 10 years. Like in 10 years,
Yeah.
I can do a lot. And then I'm like, okay, well, how about like 40 years? And I'm like, oh, piece of cake,
Yeah.
lifetime. All right. Yeah. Totally easy. And so I noticed that like the time constraint that I impose on myself, because I think that like I need to do it right this time. I need to get it right this time. I need to get it perfect. That causes a lot of stress. And once I start opening it up to where, I mean, even though there may be a time constraint, even though I would still like to get it right, knowing that like, okay, fine. If I don't get it right this first time, how about, in a month or a year or 10 years or whatever, it makes it a lot easier.
No, it does. And you're right too. It is those self-imposed time constraints, I think, that really do it. Because I do the same thing. Like, I'm always like, I got to do more now so I get this done now. And like, when I stop myself when I'm thinking like that, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's one day. I can't possibly do all this in a day. It's just stupid, And I used to do that to myself. I used to beat myself up so bad when I had like deadlines for like assignments in school because I would like, I'd be like, I got to get this done now. I got to get this done by 5 o'clock today. I'm going to do the next thing. And like, it just overwhelms you with stress, whereas if I just let myself calm down and do it, I get it done a lot faster. So yeah, I think that's a really good one. So there you have it. Hopefully that helps you guys handle stress. More importantly, hopefully that helps us handle stress, and we'll see what happens with this is the podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcast. Check us out on YouTube. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a comment if you can, or a review on Apple Podcasts. It's very helpful. We'll be back later this week with a full length episode though. Until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.